AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Retrial of Harvey Weinstein on sex crimes charges has produced a partial verdict. Julie Walker's covering it.
A New York jury convicts Harvey Weinstein of the top charge in his sex crimes retrial, but acquits him of another charge and is still deliberating a third. That acquittal relates to Kaia Sekola. Still, she calls the partial verdict a victory.
I am very happy. He's convicted, and that's all that matters.
That guilty verdict for charges related to Mimi Haley, who also testified in the first trial where the conviction was overturned.
Testifying in the face of constant disruptions, victim shaming, and deliberate attempts to distort the truth was exhausting and at times dehumanizing. But today's verdict gives me hope.
Before the partial verdict, Weinstein, who says he's not guilty, pleaded with the judge to call a mistrial after jurors complained they weren't getting along. Julie Walker, New York.
In Los Angeles last night, there were fewer clashes between police and demonstrators protesting President Trump's immigration crackdown after the mayor imposed a curfew. Police did detain more than 20 people, mostly on curfew violations. After ousting the CDC's entire vaccine advisory panel, Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has named 8 replacements. They include a scientist who researched mRNA vaccine technology and became a conservative darling for his criticisms of COVID-19 vaccines and pandemic-era lockdowns. The State Department and Pentagon are reducing non-essential personnel and military dependents in the Middle East, citing the potential for regional unrest. And the Palestinian death toll from the 20-month Israel-Hamas war is now more than 55,000. That from the Gaza Health Ministry. Meantime, local hospitals say at least 21 more people were killed in Gaza on their way to aid distribution sites. This is AP News. Seth Sutel now with the AP Markets Report.
Stocks pulled back a bit on Wall Street, putting the brakes on a recent rally that had brought the market close to the all-time high it set early this year. The S&P 500 slipped 0.3% Wednesday. That was the first drop for the index in 4 days. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was basically unchanged. The Nasdaq Composite lost 0.5%. Chewy dropped 11%. The seller of pet supplies reported profits that fell short of forecasts. Treasury yields fell in the bond market after a better-than-expected report on inflation. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 4.42%. Seth Sutel, New York.
That inflation report came from the Labor Department. Consumer prices up 2.4% in May from a year ago, a slight increase from April. And Google is offering buyouts to another chunk of its workforce. Unclear how many affected, but the Wall Street Journal reports offers were made to staff in Google's search, advertising, research, and engineering units. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.